You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When President Trump gives his State of the Union speech tomorrow night, the wife of a man the Trump administration deported will be sitting right there in the chamber. Cindy Garcia is the guest of Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Dingell has been working to reunite Jorge Garcia with his family. He was deported to Mexico 2 weeks ago. Both Cindy and her husband Jorge spoke with Stateside's Lester Graham.
Tell us about Jorge. How long did your husband live in the United States?
He came to the United States when he was 10 years old, and he's 39 as of right now. He just had a birthday January 2nd.
And how long have you two been married?
We've been married for 15 years.
I understand that at one point you tried to obtain legal status for Jorge. Why didn't that happen?
At that time in 2005, when we tried to adjust his status, the lawyer was incompetent, and she put in the wrong information on the sheet of paper that she turned in. So we automatically had a hearing in front of the immigration judge. At that time, the judge was asking us questions, and our answers did not coincide with what was written on the sheet of paper. I showed him the copy that I had and said, "You see how it doesn't match?" We crossed the things off, and we told her to redo the application, and she did not. He was upset. He said, "Well, I will get back to you in writing with my decision." I think it was a month later, he told us that my husband had 90 days that he had to leave the country. At that time, within the UAW, Michigan United and LACLA supported me, and we got a stay of deportation for 1 year. Following year, we had to reapply for another stay of deportation. And from 2011 until now, when DACA was available, he fell 1 year short, so he did not qualify at that time. So we were waiting for the new DACA to come around that had no age limit or some type of new law that he could apply for.
What did immigration agents tell you was the reason your husband was being deported?
When we went on November 20th, immigration had told us that under the new Trump administration, his time had come about, and that because he already had a deportation, he would have to leave.
So he didn't commit a crime at some time in his life or anything like that?
No, nothing at all was on his record.
You have two children together, a 15-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son. How have they been coping with their father being forced out of the country?
My children are devastated. As you can see on the video, when my husband was being torn from us, my youngest child was just in a state of shock. Even now, sometimes he's in a state of shock. He doesn't want to cry. And then when we do get him to cry, it's hard. So we have to hug him and we have to watch him, especially. My daughter lets loose at night. We hug each other. I tell him that we have to take this tragedy as a blessing and move forward in our lives. And we have to be the voice for the other families that are out there that cannot come out of the shadows and speak. And I said, we all have to be there for each other. And I tell my husband also, do not get depressed, do not get down and out. We are still continuing the fight. We will bring you back. It's just the time. Just give us time.
How have you been doing?
Same way. I can get depressed at times, but I know that that's not going to solve my problem and that I have to be strong. And I'm glad God gives me the strength to go out and speak on my family and the other families that are living in the shadows. And I have to think about it as I'm telling somebody else's story and not my own, because otherwise I just fall out and tear down, and I can't do that. I have to be strong.
What do you think deporting your husband, your kid's father, accomplishes for the country?
I think what it showed to the country is that no one here is protected. That it doesn't matter if you commit a crime or you don't commit a crime, everybody is being deported. And that is not right, because the president himself said only criminals are going back. So if that's what he's saying, why is he hurting our economic status here in the state of Michigan, and why is he separating families?
By attending the State of the Union address, what message are you trying to send to President Trump?
I want him to see what he is doing to my family. I want him to be able to put a face to the tragedy that is going on. And I don't know if he will feel any compassion at all, but I want him to realize that I am a person, I am an American citizen, and so are my children, and he's tearing us apart.
What's next for you and your family?
We're going to try to bring him back. We're going to sit with our lawyer and start the paperwork with the waiver so we can have a hearing down at the American Embassy in Mexico and see what our outcome is, because there can be a ban placed upon him, either 3, 5, 7, or 10, and that will be our next fight if they don't let him come back.
Cindy Garcia is the wife of Jorge Garcia, who was taken from his family and deported to Mexico. Mrs. Garcia will be the guest of Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, attending President Trump's State of the Union address. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
We've got Jorge Garcia on the phone. He now lives with his aunt near Mexico City. I got to tell you, the cell phone reception is a little spotty. The quality is not great. But Jorge, how's it been living away from your family?
It's been really hard. And until now, it's like, I don't know what to think because everything's different here. So it's been kind of rough.
Jorge, Cindy tells me that she's telling everybody to be strong. She's being strong, too. Can you tell us how you feel about what's going on, and are you able to keep up the strength that Cindy's talking about?
I've been trying to stay as strong as I can, but like I said, even though I can talk to her and almost every day, depending on how much signal I get, it's kind of hard because basically I feel like I'm by myself and, you know, being somewhere where I don't know anybody, it's hard.
Do you have any connections of any kind or any work prospects or anything that keeps you busy?
No, not yet. So I still got to get some of my paperwork that I need here. Some of the stuff that they ask for when you go and ask basically to look for a job, they ask you for certain kind of papers. And that's one of the things that I got to start working on.
Jorge, how do you feel about Cindy being at the State of the Union address?
Well, I feel really good. I think that, like you said, she's really strong. And, I mean, she's the one that's sending a message out there. Hopefully, I mean, with all the stuff that's going on, probably something good comes out of it, you know. And all the stuff that she's been doing, she's a strong fighter.
Well, Jorge, thanks for talking with us. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Jorge Garcia. His wife, Cindy, will be the guest of Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell at Tuesday night's State of the Union.